Hey, fellow mathers, do you have limited classroom time? Do you want to make the biggest, best impact on your students that you can? Then you need to start here with the Math is Figureoutable Challenge.
It's 3 1-hour sessions of the quickest and most powerful ways to reach the most students with the most math. We're having special guest Jenna Laib. Mark your calendars for May 15th through 17th at 7 p.m. Central and watch this space to find out when registration opens.
If you can't make those times, you'll want to register anyway so you can get access to the session recordings. And now, on to the episode. Hey, fellow mathematicians. Welcome to the Welcome to the podcast where math is figureoutable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And this episode is a bumbling math strat chat episode, where we chat about our math strategies. Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on social media, and people from around the world chat about the strategies they use and comment on each other's thinking.
I'm so happy it was you today and not me. It's always me. Okay, so this Wednesday, our math problem was 72 subtract 48. How would you solve this problem? Pause, solve it, come on back. The problem's 72 minus 48.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, I'm going first today.
Okay.
I'm going to be you, and I'm going to think over. So I'm going to go 72 minus 50. 72 minus 50 is 22.
Okay.
But I subtracted a bit too much, too much. So I need to adjust that 2 forward. So that would be 24.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. I approve. And what? Since you were me, I'm going to be you. So when I look at 72 and 48, like the eights just jump out, 8, 8, 8. So I know that 72 is 9/8. So I'm writing 9/8. Mm-hmm. And then 48 is 6/8. So I wrote subtract 6 times 8. And 9/8 subtract 6/8 is 3/8. And I know 3/8 is 24.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Hey, just for grins, we could have also done constant difference, right?
Sure.
Like we could have thought about 48 to 72, the distance between those, but then like shift it up and create the equivalent problem, 74 subtract 50 should also be 24. All right. Just had to mention that one. Cool.
Very cool. All right, everyone. We can't wait to see what you did. Represent your thinking, take a picture, tell the world on social media, and check out what other people did. Comment on their thinking while you're there.
And tag me and use the hashtag MathStratChat. And make sure you check out the next Math Strat Chat problem that we post every Wednesday around 7 p.m. Central Time. And then pop back here to hear how we're thinking about the problem. We love having you as part of the Math is Figureoutable movement. Let's keep spreading the word that math is figureoutable. Thank you for listening and making math more figureoutable.
Remember, we're going to be opening registration for the Math is Figureoutable Challenge soon. Mark your calendar for May 15th through 17th. You are not going to want to miss these free PD evenings where you'll learn 4 routines you need in your classroom that are naturally engaging and encourage students to think mathematically.
And remember, if you can't make those times, registering gets you access to the recordings. Keep making math figureoutable.